Take your Bibles and turn with me to the 10th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. You say, man, that doesn't sound like a prophetic passage of Scripture to me. Well, you're exactly right. It is not a prophetic passage of Scripture. But what it is going to lay the foundation for us understanding the prophetic truth of God's Word. We're going to spend this first session in talking about the people of Bible prophecy. We'll have three sessions. We'll have the program of Bible prophecy, the periods of Bible prophecy. This is the people of Bible prophecy. And what I hope to do is lay a foundation upon which you can then understand prophecy. I'm going to lay down some principles, some bottom line, basic principles that will help you go out of here and then start to get a handle on prophetic truth as you spend the time yourself studying prophecy. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, again, you're right, it's not a prophetic passage of Scripture. Paul is teaching the people at Corinth, a very carnal people. He said, look, everything is lawful for me, everything is not expedient for me, because I could offend one I'm trying to bring to Christ, the saving knowledge of Christ. So I'm going to be willing to not allow all that's lawful for me to take place in my life so I won't be an offense. In that context, and it's a great message, I'm not going to deal with it, but in that context, he makes a statement. Now, normally when you take a text out of context, it's going to be a pretext. What that means is if you go into a portion of Scripture and just yank this verse out, if it's not in its true context, it could disprove what you're trying to say. That won't happen here. Hermeneutically, it will not take place. I just want to take a text that will lay out for you some a very interesting understanding. Look at verse 32. In the context of everything's lawful and everything not expedient. Then he says, verse 32, I'll give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. A key verse in understanding prophecy. Because there he lays out the three strands, or the three members of the human family. You've got to understand, if you're ever going to understand prophecy, you have got to understand there are three members of the human family. He lays them out: Gentiles, Jews, and the Church of God, Christians. Gentiles, Jews, and Christians. Those are the three strands of the human family. The Bible is going to deal with these three strands of the human family. It's going to deal with how they live. It's going to deal with what's going to happen in the future as far as they're concerned, where they're going to be for eternity. Every aspect of their lives will be dealt with in the Word of God. What they do to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, how they're going to be rewarded in the millennial kingdom to come, where their actual existence in eternity future will be, how they will serve Jesus Christ the Messiah, and the prophecies that is going to be that are going to be laid out in the Word of God will be basically aimed at one of these strands of the human family. And he is very specific in some books, for example. When we look at the program next of Bible prophecy, we'll get more in depth than that. But you've got to understand there are three strands in the human family: Gentiles, Jews, and Christians.